Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Physical talk show with audience participation. I love saying that because I love my audience and I also like every bit of metaphysics. There's so much out there. So I want to thank you all for joining me. Thank you to my callers and thank you for all the guests and the chatters. And thank you for following me. I am also on Facebook. You can follow me at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Friend request me and you'll get to see all the shows and what's being posted. Also, Blog Talk Radio, if you like or subscribe to my channel there, you will always know when a show is being posted. And this summer, it's a little tough. I'm just getting used to my sea legs are back from being home. The re-entry was really a jolt. So by next week, I'll be having the shows all listed on Sunday. This week, we are playing it by every day. I've got to put the shows up. So please bear with me. Again, I will be with you. I am home for the summer, and hopefully I won't be going to New York again. Well, I love New York, but I will probably be going again in August. I am also on, I love that I'm on YouTube. I haven't put any new ones up for about 2 weeks, but that's another thing that's going to be coming. So you'll see me live doing the shows. And we're working on the time frame, and that's why it's not up. But you can go and see my vacation at the beach. You can see I met a few of our guests, and I put Gregory Scott up. And so please check out my channel and subscribe. I think I only had 14 people, but that's because nobody knows, and I haven't gotten the tags right either. So I'm still working on it, and it's a work in progress because of everything going on in the last couple months. But I'm going to try to perfect it because I love that YouTube venue. Also, I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn, and I love my LinkedIn friends. I've just started getting a whole lot of them, and you're going to hear some on the air. I'm going to bring some guests in that I met from there. And I want to thank, I hope she's listening, Lisa Nolan-Chalosky. She sent me a picture. She's a fabulous artist, even though she won't say she is. But she is a psychic, she's an intuitive, she's a medium, she channels Mother Gaia and others. But I have to tell you, she drew a picture of my aura, and OMG, it was like a genie bottle with all these hearts flowing out. So she just sent me the hard copy, or actually the picture she painted for me, and I want to thank her so much because it means a lot to me, and I love looking at that picture, and if my aura looks like that, I am happy because I love that image. So I do want to thank her. We've got tomorrow, you've got back Astro Tarot, Ron Cole. He's a Dr. Ron Cole of astrology, and he brings us the major arcana. I don't even remember what card we're up to. All I remember is I mesmerize every time he talks about them. At the end of the major arcana with him, I am going to put him on YouTube with me. He's going to do a full reading so you can see how he uses just the major arcana cards in a reading and spread. And then, of course, at 2 o'clock, we've got The View, the metaphysical view. It's with all the bells, Annabelle, Tinkerbell, which of course is myself, and Brenda Bell. We give you all perspectives of all different things. We talk to you as a group, and sometimes we agree, and sometimes we kind of bring a different slant to the table. So please listen and call in, and that is Wednesday. On Thursday, I have just who I was talking about, Gregory Scott on. Gregory Scott is a YouTube sensation. Go take a look at him on YouTube. It's Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. He's fabulous. He's under Astro and Tarot, and he is going to be here to answer all your questions along with me. He's a fabulous guest, and I just adore him. Go take a look at him on YouTube, and you'll get to see who's here and what he looks like. And Friday, it's me, and me. It's been me all week because I haven't had any of my shows up for 2 weeks or a week, actually a week and maybe a half. And I miss you, and I miss talking, and I miss bringing metaphysics to the table, and I missed giving messages. I did a few shows up in New Jersey, so I was able to bring spirit through, and I love that. But today, I did promise everybody, because I'm off kilter with times right now this week. Tomorrow and Thursday will be the same time, 1 to 3, and Friday again will be 9 to 10. But today I had I have to go to, it's called Deleon Springs with my son, and it's make your own pancake. So again, I might have gained 21 pounds, now I'll gain 22. Anyway, but I am back at the gym, and I walked a lot in New York. I did want to tell you before I bring in the house numbers that I was talking to one of our readers, Candy, and I was relying what I told you yesterday about that I felt like I was put in somebody's life to have spirit save them in New York. And I couldn't figure out why we never even got each other's names. We never even afterwards, I just kept walking. And with an incident like that, you think we would have talked about it or exchanged cards. But what Candy said, and which I'm so big into past lives, is she said she kept hearing, snapshot or very quick. And the thing was, maybe in a past life, what she said is she saved your life. And so this was like a quid pro quo, like you did it in the past life and you saved her in this life. Actually, it wasn't me, it was spirit. So if anybody wants to know about that, just ask me when, you know, what I'm talking about when you speak to me on air. So today, I am just so excited. Everybody was really interested in house numbers. And I love house numbers because I'm telling you, I'm living in one that's got part, a really good part, and the other part, well, if you're wanting to sell this number four house, is tough. So I'm going to go through, you know, I do it orally, and I do orally. So when you tell me the number of your house, I can bring to you what the number that spirit tells me it means. But I have looked it up, and I do read a lot about numbers. I'm very into numbers, even though I'm not a numerologist. I bring many of them on, like Jerry Humphreys. And so I do want to read to you some numbers, and then I've got my flower therapy cards that I picked for the show. So before we get started, I want to tell you that numbers are important. Numbers, I mean, look at the Fibonacci numbers. People say now that the Bible, they're taking the Bible of all the different Bibles and putting numbers to letters, and that they're finding patterns. Numbers are in the sky. Numbers are in our name. Numbers are about in everything if you switch it over. And numbers are how we do mass energy and get to spirit. So that's why I've always been fascinated by numbers. The spirit downloads what I need to know, and it is amazing when you start breaking down numbers what you actually see. And being that I said Jerry Humphreys, he's one of the guests I bring on a lot. I just adore him. He is a numerologist, and he brings us numbers, but he's also the CEO of a magazine that I write for. And I wanted to bring that up. Please download PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It's free. And I'm Ask Bonnie. So I'm in there. You can see my picture. You can see what I wrote. It's kind of like the Dear Abby of the universe. I'm so excited. I'm the new Ask Bonnie of the Dear Abby of the Earth. I'm the universe. So I am excited that I was offered this opportunity, and I do want you to know that there are a lot of people that write in and get their articles published there. So if you have and you want some of your articles published, you have something to teach or say, or you want to share something metaphysically or holistically, please get a hold, go to the magazine. There's a contact page, and you can also put some articles in that magazine. It's offered quarterly, but I know it's getting so big right now, he's going to end up bringing it through a lot sooner than quarterly, and I have a feeling it's going to go glossy, everyone. So again, PsychicInsightMagazine.com, and take a look at it. So I'm going, you know, I'm into flower therapy, and every Monday and Friday, and I kind of throw out the flower cards. I want to tell and apologize to one of our listeners yesterday who asked me to throw a personal flower card. I did not get that message. But I did throw one for the audience and for everybody here. So I meditate and I ask Spirit to bring me the cards that need to be shown or talked about for the show. That means people listening, people that listen to download archives, people in the calling queue, and also in my chat room. So here are the cards. You know, I always pick the first one, and then I count down what date it is. So the first one has been pulled a lot, and I'm going to tell you there's somebody that needs this, and I guess the somebody that needs it isn't getting it because it keeps coming up. It's a beautiful Primula primrose. It's pink and purple and yellow, and it's peer pressure. Don't let others coerce you into a decision you know in your heart what the right choice is. I know this keeps coming up like every other week. I'm not sure why. So somebody out there does. It can be helpful to ask others for their opinion. However, in this case, the angels are asking you to stand by your truth. Others may be leading you down a false path, so trust your feelings and go with your decision that feels comfortable to you. There's no need to draw hasty conclusions. You have all the time in the world to make your choice. Let yourself be guided to the perfect outcome that satisfies all of your needs, and don't back down. You know, this card may have been pulled for my daughter, but she's not listening. Drawing this card may also mean that you need to do more research into the path ahead. Check in with your professional consultants, like your angels, guides, and masters, or even the earthly consultants. Make sure these choices will be best for your future and weigh what they say against your own intuition. And I love this. And the other meaning is children or friends might be being bullied. I kind of don't get that in this card reading for today. But then when I pulled the number 9 card, which is so cool, it is the Protea. It's a beautiful purple flower. And it says sign from heaven. I love this. Your loved ones in spirit are waving hello and giving you reassurance that you'll be all right. I know everyone listening would love this card. It's yours. It's a sign that spirit is with you. It is a sign that they are trying to contact you, and it is a sign that says they are okay and they're watching you. That's just from my intuition. So here's the meaning. You're never alone. Your loved ones may cross over, but they choose to come back to be with you, giving you support and guidance, just as they did when they were living. I love that. They want to know what's happening in your life. Certain feelings or sensations running through your physical body are signs that your loved ones are near. For example, you might smell a fragrance connected to a loved one or hear that person's name mentioned in the street. Like, you know, my mother's name was Arlene, and then I have a woman in LinkedIn that contacted me, and her name was Arlene. Cosmic, karmic. So that's what I'm glad that they're telling me this and for you. You may also pull this card if you're still mourning a loss. Grief is natural, but it's also a lower emotion, and it serves you best to try to heal. Our saving grace is that we can cope with the loss by knowing that our loved ones we miss are still with us in spirit. If you'd like further confirmation from deceased loved ones that this is so, just ask. They will bring you signs and messages that you can't rationalize away. So just know that they are there with you. Your angels are very close to you now. It's safe for you to express and release grief. Both these cards are important cards. And in fact, I think I'm going to give them to my daughter, because yesterday I got a reading about her and they said that she's under peer pressure. So maybe, again, these are multiple meetings for everybody that's listening. So I hope that you've enjoyed the Flower Therapy deck by Doreen Virtue. And if you would like me, I'm itching to pull these cards. So if you're listening and you want me to pull a card for you, a private card for you, let me know. This is for the group. And I know that somebody out there is going to get on and tell me that they absolutely recognize why these cards were pulled. And now I am going to go to house numbers. I think this is so cool. I don't love like thinking about the negative side of a number, so I stay positive. And that's why I told you fours are really, and I live in a four house. It's amazing that I live in a four house because I'm so not grounded, and I have to ground myself if I do. And a four house, again, I'm going to go into a number four house, is grounded house. It has four legs. It has the number four. It has four corners. North, south, east, west. It is grounded to the ground. It's rooted there. It also is about family and roots. It's a happy home, of course. This does not mean that there will never have trouble. Now I'm reading you the number four house. I don't have to read these. I intuitively know, but I am going to give you some of the people who are out there and writing about numerology. And it's really interesting because I'll put my slant on people that I read, I pulled two ones that I feel one is a positive and the other gives you more of the negative side of the number. And I really don't love looking at a negative side of the number, but it's interesting because intuitively I know. So a number, we're going to go with a number four since it is my house, and then we'll start with one. But house number four house, so what you do is add up all the numbers, and if you come to number four, this is what your house represents. House number four house creates an atmosphere of calm, routine, and stability. That's the grounding four corners. It is ideal for the development of family or business relationships, bringing the character of the tenants peace of mind and patience. It will feel good. Tradespeople associated with land, for example, engage in horticulture or architecture, agriculture, because you, number four will have people that like to plant, people that like to see nice flowers, like to see their yard and their garden grow. Time passes quickly here, and remember the progress that has been committed. This is an ideal home for builders, architects, students, bankers, and managers. The house supports all those who are focused on the development and achievement of objectives. So there is your positive slant to a four house. Four is a karmic number. It's a great number. If, again, you read this, it's for family, starting a business, bringing anything earthly, students studying, because it's a very grounded house. But a four, again, is a karmic number. So when you have a four house, there's somebody who has karma in that house, or the house is with you karmically. And until you've worked off the karma, maybe starting a business, maybe getting out of school, maybe having a happy and developing a great marriage, you can't get out of a four house unless you ask it. One of the Australia's numerologists writes a different thing about a four house, and I don't even want to go there, but I am going to read it to you in case you are one of these four houses, because I believe that all positive has a light and a not-so-light side, just like the tarot cards. So a number four house is a difficult place in which to live. Everything seems to be in a state of transit or conflict. There are two opposing forces at work. One fights for stability, which is what I just read you. It's a stable home. And the other fights for change. Well, that's interesting. There is a temporary feeling in this house with some change or modification always being planned or carried out. Well, I can tell you with my house, I'm always fixing something. Now the stairs broke, so I've got to fix them. Before the roof was leaking. So I kind of get that part of a four house. So that's why I said I'm never going to buy another four house again. There is a temporary feeling to this house. Structural problems beset the occupants of a number four house. Storm, tempest, railway, motor traffic, anything like that. Well, we had a hurricane hit our house about 10 years ago. The personality of occupants who move into a number four house undergoes change, and it's not necessarily for the better. Well, I know that when you have chaos and change and always fixing something, people's tempers and they sometimes get the best of them. So that's where I think that this person is going with this house. A gentle person is often made combative and difficult. Clashes of temperament are frequent in a number four house, and there is a strong tendency for unconventional activities. This house brings conditions that cause major and sudden change completely beyond the control of the occupants. Renovating or modernizing is often a waste of time and money because the occupants never quite finalize the effect they desire. And that's kind of, I can see that. We're always a work in progress here. This is definitely not the house for the gentle or timid, and you may meet an eccentric person who lives at this address or people who like to potter around in the garage or workshop. Watch emotional separation, lower back problems, legs, and feet. So there is a number four. I feel the more negative or challenging, I shouldn't say negative, but more challenging part to a great number four house. So if you all have the number four house, again, it's karmic. There's a reason you're here. Once you work off, whether that's to build a great family, a great business. But I feel like it's always a transition house until you actually wear, pay, or work off the karma here. So I am going to do one more house. We'll start with number one, and then I want to talk to the audience. So I wonder if any of you are living in a four house. What's funny is my daughter's in a four-number apartment. Of course, I didn't add, you're supposed to add up the address and then the number of the apartment, but I just took intuitively the apartment number, and she is having a real difficult time there. So there was the people in there. There are four roommates, and they're all fighting nasty, except for, of course, my daughter who wants to get out. So I will not pick a number four again. And if you are living in a four house, that doesn't mean it's terrible or horrible or you have to look at the challenging part, but just know that the happy parts are that it's a stable home, that it's absolutely happy for business, students, starting a family, anything to do with building from the ground up. So again, now that I'm into the numerology sector, I've had this house for, I think, 15 years or 14 years. When I'm ready to move on, I'll watch the numbers. I think that I tried selling the house about a year ago, and I couldn't. So my karma isn't done here, or somebody in this house's karma is not done here. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about, remember the house where you lived before? Each of them has its own special atmosphere and energy. Some were quiet and cozy, others were like bright, inviting to guests, and some you just didn't feel good about being in that house. Numerologists believe that the character of the house directly affects the number. In order to determine the numerological number of your house, add up all the numbers that make it into one single digit. And they give an example. So if your house is number 56, then you add, then the number will be equal to 2. So 5 and 6 is 11, and 1 is 2. So you're in a 2 house. I kind of don't do that because I believe 11, 22, and 33, anything doubled in digits, are its own number, and they go to say pay particular attention should be given to house numbers which are duplicate numbers, 11, 22, 33. According to numerologists, some numbers do not need to add because they represent a unique number, and I do subscribe to that. So I wouldn't have reduced the 1 and 1. I would have kept it at 11. So, and that's how I'm going to talk to you about numerology in your homes today, because I just don't resonate with, I feel they're angel numbers, they're soul numbers, and they're spirit numbers. And so if you have a 1 and 1 and you think it's 11 versus 2, then you take the 1 and you enhance it that much. So that's how I'm going to present house numbers to you, because that's what I believe. So house number 1. This house is perfect for new experiences in anything. Original ideas, start relationships, thinking about starting a business, getting rid of complexities in your life. Life here is fast, bright, and open, and your relationships are the same. Tenants feel the desire to reach new heights, become stronger, more independent, and many attend fitness clubs, training courses, or acquiring new skills. In this regard, the guests in this home are often not due to be to employ of others, of owners. I'm so sorry. In this regard, the guests in this home are often not due to employment of the owners. So that means that when you have guests, they're not your people that you work with. They're your friends. This home is suitable for athletes, students, travelers, and well as strong and independent men and women. So this house would be energetically, physically, people who are real concerned with their physical appearance, with keeping healthy, with being new, with having friends, with starting things. And I so would look at an athlete and see what their home number is. I'm going to look at that number in the challenging position. A number one house is usually very individual. It is either very dilapidated or very well kept. This house, the occupants frequently begin new projects without bringing them to a satisfactory conclusion. Well, you could probably look in the zodiac And I think that's what I know fixed signs don't do that. I know mutable signs don't do that. So the signs that the cardinal signs that start things and don't end them are probably what number one house is, which is a cardinal sign is Cancer. I think Aries, I'm not quite sure. But look at your cardinal signs for this house. The house is considered a favorable number overall, and famous, important, or notorious people often live or visit the occupants of a number one house. So everybody, what's your number? A number one house brings a change of thinking to people who occupy it. They change their minds about many opinions they held before moving in. Well, I love that. Hopefully it's for the better. And develop unusual interests, which set them apart from the other people who live in the street or for other homes that are around you that don't have the number one. For various reasons, people who live in a number one house provide a topic of conversation for their neighbors. Professional trade or business people often live in this lucky number one house. Always keep a check on eyes, heart, and circulatory problems. I love number one houses. I love number one, three, seven, I think there's an eight and nine. So there are some great houses and great numbers. In fact, most of them are. There's very few that are weighty and karmic, but I love number one. They remind me of the Aries sign because Aries are starters, they're go-getters. People talk about them because they don't care. So probably sounds like me or Cancer. And I love that about number one houses. So I am going to go to the phone lines in just a second. And if you live in a number one house, please let me know. And let me know how it works for you, because I really believe that numbers do happen in our life for a reason. I'm going to go into name numbers next, but I love home numbers. So I'm going to go to the first caller, and I am going to talk to 856. 856, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, if you heard about my antics in New York, I'm lucky I made it out of there alive, but happy. I love New York, but it was. I had a couple experiences that I thought my expiration date was up. But other than that, I'm doing wonderful. What are you up to, Laura? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm looking for work. I'm trying
okay.
to get a job. I want to move out of my apartment, but that's going to be on hold until I get a job. I'm
okay.
in a poor apartment, so I've
okay.
been here for a while. I'm not real happy.
Oh, listen, my daughter's in a four apartment, and I can't. Thank God her lease is up. Because she couldn't get out of there. She wanted to get out, and she couldn't. I totally understand. It's challenging. A four apartment, and I'm going to tell you something, Laura, before I actually answer you, but a four apartment and karmic debt, responsibility, or action is all about recognizing it and taking that challenge and turning it into a lesson learned and taking that challenge and turning it to a positive spin. So tell me why you can't get out of that four apartment because you're looking for work, correct? But once you look for work, can you get out of that four apartment?
Well, I want to move into a house, and
okay.
there is a house that I'm interested in buying, but it's too expensive, and I found out that they're also renting it.
Okay.
And the number on that house is 1337.
So one, okay, wait a minute, because 733 is my house, and it's a four. So 1337. So 1, 3 is four, and three is seven, and seven is 14, and four and one is five. So it's a five house, correct?
Now, what is five? Yeah, so what's five?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what five is, because I think I saw this house with you a while ago. The house has a lot of traffic. People who move in and out, come to visit or settle in for a long time. There are many ideas of romance and romantic feelings. Residents interested in sports traveling do not like long-term prospects. It is a fitting home for writers, teachers, tourism industry, large families with many kids, as well as athletes.
Well, I'm a writer and a trainer.
That's perfect. Wait a minute. I'm going to look at the challenging side of it because you already heard about your four. So let me look at the challenging side of your five home. But I see it, Laura. Okay, just give me a second. A five home is conducive to bringing about the interplay of thoughts and emotion, usually harmoniously. Yay! This is in the challenging position. Solidarity and stability are the main factors that one would encounter a number five house. And the house, seems to stand up against the rigors of time and usually requires little maintenance. Perfect for you.
Oh, I love that.
People who live in this house usually set themselves apart from others and take a rather detached view of life around them. Others may think the occupants are snobs or tall poppies. Now, I'm assuming he thinks that they think they're better than others. There is always plenty of activity in a number five home, but the activity usually involves intellectual subjects such as communications, writing, science, media, or business. Everybody who lives in a number five house wants to be mobile. So there are frequently many motor vehicles parked outside, or the occupants travel a great deal. I always say, and I'm gonna read the last paragraph to you, but you know, we're not always 100%. You have to pick and choose from what I said on both sides of the fence, what's good for you. And it actually sounds like a number five home, and orally I'm feeling that this is a good house for you, and I'm gonna tell you why. Despite the stability of the house, the occupants seem to have a sort of restlessness, which causes them to have many irons in the fire, an almost endless stream of visitors and frequent parties or open house. That kind of doesn't sound like you. It is not the type of house for the nervous or highly strung. Residents never seem to stay too long in a number five house and could move during the first 5 years of occupancy. Watch extravagances, stress, blood pressure, ear, nose, and throat problems, and you may have an insomniac moment whilst living in this address. So you take the positive as well as the challenging. And if you know that, then you know that you can encounter some, doesn't mean you're going to encounter all. Because I feel this house, and I like this house for you.
Well, what about a seven house? Because I found another house that I also like. 133.
Okay, so 133 is seven, and I'm going to tell you, I love a seven number to me is a soul number. It's your soul path, soul journey. So this is me who is orally feeling this, but I will read you what the seven number. This is house is the atmosphere of peace, tranquility, and contemplation. It is ideal for a serious research, learning something. Usually numbers are at home with the old architecture. A number at home with the old architecture, meaning that they haven't changed the structure, where the atmosphere of mysticism is unexplored. Well, that's perfect because you like mysticism. This is a great place for scientists, researchers, teachers, psychologists, and philosophers, for all those who like to analyze their own thoughts immersed in an inner world. I kind of like a five house better for you, but the seven house is again a soul path number. So let me see on the challenging side what that would be for you, Laura. On the challenging side, a number seven house causes occupants to pursue a fantasy, a tilt at windmills, or to chase a rainbow. It is essentially a spiritual house where reality is kept outside. See, I love that. Me, a seven house would be perfect. I don't know for you if I'd love a seven house. But a sensitive person under the influence of a number seven house will find it difficult to separate reality from fantasy. And in extreme cases, this might bring about contact with hospitals, prisons, and various institutions. I don't feel that for you. A number seven house usually has a history of skeletons in the cupboard, hauntings, apparitions, or some such mystery and rumor about the family that lived there before. Do you know anything about the family that lived there?
No, but I know there's been flooding in the area, so I'm a little hesitant about it, but it's a beautiful home on the water, but so is the other house that I was telling you about. The only thing is the 1-7 house is closer to family, and the other house is farther away from family.
Okay, well, listen to what it says about pets. Do you have pets?
No, but I want to get a dog.
Okay, it says pets usually play an important role in the occupants of a number 7 house, or they may give refuge to stray animals. So it's a good pet home. People who live in a number 7 house seem to be constantly striving for perfection and an escape from reality. Sleep does not come easy to them and will frequently turn to sleeping pills or others. Tricksters and people who handle the truth carelessly often live or frequent a number 7 house. So it's playing with the energies. And so what you have to realize is if you're metaphysical, that will be fine, because you play with the energies anyway. We see spirit,
yeah.
We feel spirit, we know spirit, and we can work with those energies. We can clear them, we can be part of them, we can ask them to leave, or we can ask them to stay. So the thing is, I love that it's a pet home, and strays would mean pets are psychic. And so it might be a really good house for psychic people and psychic ability. So
yeah.
Either one give you an idea of what you are going to be up against. I just would not, I mean, because I've had my house is happy. It's a 4 house, but it's always under construction and repair. I've paid more money probably over the top for this house because I've had to redo everything. Every year something happens. So for me, a 4 house, even though it was stable, fun, I raised my family here, I would not move into another 4 house. But you'll hear people who live. Go ahead.
You like the 5 house for me better than.
Hello?
Yeah, you like the 5 house better?
I like the 5 house. I like a 1 house for you, and I like a 5 house for you. But I have to tell you, spirit leads you, honey, to the house that you need. So if you ask spirit to provide for you the house that's yours, I feel you'll know that house. I think I told you this before, when you walk in it. It'll be easy,
yeah.
It'll feel like home, and there will be no choice that you know it's your house. When that happens, even if it's a 4 house, it means that you were led to it by spirit, and there's something you've got to, you know, work off or contemplate there. If you heard, I had a guest call last week. Her name was Arlene. She's a psychic medium herself. She writes several books. She lives in a house that's so haunted, she said she doesn't even know how she got the house. But she's been spending the last year clearing it, and she's going to write a book about it. They're not letting her leave. They're not letting her leave, and I think it's a 4 until she writes that book. And she didn't even know it until she was on my show. So once she gets that book wrote, she will then the house will release her, and she's cleared a lot of the spirit from there. And so she was led to that house and needed to work with that house. And so what I'm saying is, I hate saying and putting the kibosh on his number 4 home, but just know when you get it or you live in it, there's something you have to do in that house to work off your karma, their karma, its karma. They're not going to let you go. So I feel like, though, with you, Laura, that once you make a decision and you ask your apartment to let you go, I think that if your karma is through there, and I feel it is, I feel like you're working off whatever is in that karmic space, and I think it has to do with your job, that you, as soon as you start to understand that you need to understand about the karmic home and that you need to work with it, that you'll be led to the right position. Have you been looking, what have you been doing? Have you been putting your resumes out? Or trying to start your own business?
Well, I've been putting my resumes out, and there was a 1-year contract where I would be allowed to work from home, managing a project, and I submitted for that through a headhunter, and I submitted for a permanent job at a hospital. And I haven't heard back yet from either one.
Have you called your headhunter? You know, it's, well, Well, you do know we're in Mercury retrograde time. So you do know that communications are often, and especially on this show, because I've had so many communication problems in the last 2 days that people I hope don't notice, but we're having audio problems. But I've got to tell you that you have to follow through, follow up, and read. Mercury goes direct after the 11th this week, so you might hear after Mercury's retrograde goes. And I feel like you will. Headhunters make money from the companies getting you. So if I were you, I would call back those headhunters because I think something could have been lost in translation. And I would call back and ask. And I feel like there might be another position that they have for you because I see three things you're going to go after. So there might be another one when you call. I would really love to see all of this after Mercury retrograde, so I keep these two. Can I ask when did you apply for them?
Well, I applied for the one job with the headhunter about 3 weeks ago, well, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But at that point in time, the rate was too low, and I told him I wasn't interested. So then he came back and called me about a week ago and told me that the client had raised the rate and that it was in the ballpark of where I was interested. So then I said, oh, okay, great. So he submitted me at the changed rate. The client, I guess, wasn't able to get any applicants for the position, and they raised the rate.
Yeah, I feel you have a really good chance. I really feel they're saying to me, this is it. So I feel like there's three that's going to be offered to you, actually, and there's one coming. But I would call him because I feel like there's something either on his end or the client's end that's being lost in translation. So I absolutely would call. And I do believe you'll be working within 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, that would be great. Then maybe I could go get that house, that five house up in northern Jersey.
I would absolutely wait because I think, I love that, northern Jersey. Where in northern Jersey? Because I was just in Jersey.
Well, Asbury Park.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to meet Bruce Springsteen and the Jukebox Jutes or whatever they're called in Asbury Park? And the Asbury Jukes, I think they were back then. And I'm only 17, so I don't remember that. But I feel like that I really feel the job has to come before the house does. So I think that's part of your karmic responsibility, and that's for house. But I certainly would inquire about it. And if you can keep them on the hook until you hear about the job, and you might hear earlier, you might be starting in 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, I feel like there's another job going to be offered to you. You're going to have three opportunities. And I feel like this one is a good contender. And I would jump at the chance with whatever you are offered because you might have a choice, because I feel like that's going to be the right job for you. And I think the house will fall into place because maybe one of them won't be available. But I do think the five house, I feel like the five house is a more fun house or a fun area. So I'm not quite sure. Where was the seven house at?
The seven house it's in a nice area too, but the five house, there's a boardwalk and that way.
I feel like it's a much more fun, loose area. And to me, I don't want to pick your house. Spirit has to, but that's what I'm being drawn to.
We just got to come down, right?
And, well, you can make that happen if it's meant to be. And it was 11:11 on the clock when I told you that. Actually, it was 11. Yeah, so I'm really happy I told you that. But I am going to tell you, I would love you to call me back. I know you're going to be working in 4 to 6 weeks, and I feel like the house will release you. Your apartment will release you, and I've got really good vibes about this Asbury house. So, you know, let's see what happens. I tell everybody, here's an example, and I'd like everybody to hear this that's listening. Yesterday I had a guy that I'm going to put on the show in 2 weeks. And so we were talking and chatting, and all of a sudden spirit hit him. Of course, all of my relatives, dead relatives, were hitting him. And he was bringing them to me in different ways. So I could have said no, 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 but he hit on ways that I wouldn't have brought through. But when I thought about it, oh, yes, I know who you're talking about. And not all the time. Spirit's 100% right, but the reader is still human. Well, we're actually spirit in a human body. So if I'm, you know, that's why I say I don't want to pick your house for you, but spirit's showing me this place for you. But it has to be spirit that shows you, because the symbols I'm getting could be in a totally different house. But because I see the Asbury house, it looks like a really good, something else might crop up. But I really feel good about that house for you.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Make sure you call me and let me know what you do, because sooner or later you're not going to be able to, well, if you work from home, you can keep me on your radio, on your computer.
Yeah.
But soon, if you're not working from home, you'll have to be listening to the archives, honey.
Yeah.
Well, just call back and let me know, because you know I always like to hear from you.
Thanks, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Day.
You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So everyone, none of you have your hands up. I'm going to see if it's because you're just listening. If you are just listening, I'm going to continue with number two house. But if you want me to answer anything for you, for some reason, I see a whole lot of people on the board, but no hand up. So I have a feeling it's because either you didn't press one to put your hand up, or something was going on with Blog Talk. So I am going to hit the next caller, and the next caller is 708. 708, is this Lisa? Hello? Okay. I am going to take that you're just listening. And 856, you are on with Bonnie. If you do not want, if you're just listening, I'm going to go into a number two house, so just don't answer. 856, you're on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello?
Bonnie. That's
okay.
Me, Bonnie. I
yeah.
hit one.
Oh, it is? Oh. Okay, thank you. Okay, honey, I'll put you on hold.
Right.
Sorry about that, Laura. I've got so many calls, and nobody's got their hands up. And so I'm just thankful that you're all here with me. And I am going to go into, you heard me talking about homes and numbers. I'm going to go into number two. And I love, love going. Number two would be half of the four house. So let's see what that has to say. I have never lived in a number two house. Number two is a great number. 2-2 is a master number. So let's take a look and see what you are living in. So number two house, this with the number two usually boasts a quiet and friendly atmosphere. Regardless of how many apartments there is on the floor, that home or house has a magical power. Ah, I love that. Forcing people to make small improvements here and there. I'm sure it's about themselves, because if it's got a magical power, we're talking magic. Typically, in such a house, there is a small garden or just at the entrance, a plant. Residents love to help each other, which makes living here more comfortable. This is a wonderful home for families whose children will be returning here to visit their parents. So it must be a quiet home. It must be a home after raising kids. Ideal also for teachers, social workers, gardeners, and retirees. Wow, number two, you're wowing me with the magic. And now I am going to read the challenging side, if there is, on a number two home. A number two house is constantly in a state of flux. See, this is opposite. There are people moving in and moving out through this house, making it a sort of staging post. There is never a dull moment or an idle moment in a number two house. Now see, one tells you about the tranquility, the other tells you about the chaos. So again, I feel aurally not orally, but aurally about you and about a house. So I'm not really feeling the vibe of this number two house with a challenging position. I more fear the vibe of a two house as half of a four house. So this address gives the feeling of a real family home. At all times, there is some event occurring or about to occur. If any event sets the street talking, it is certainly about the number two and people living there. It's usually a very homely place with an air of comfort, even disarray, but the occupants are always hospitable. So have you ever gone to somebody's house and it's just totally, you know, you walk in, there's clothes, there's food, there's glasses, but they're happy as heck to see you. So that would remind me of a disarray house. It's people who are happy, they just don't care. They'd rather give you the attention than their home and possessions. It is very hospitable, friendly, and generous. Seldom very ostentatious. It is usually a solid building that will endure. So kind of that's half of the four. Young people are attracted to two houses, seldom staying long, but enjoying themselves while they stay. People who deal with the public often live in number two houses and frequently bring their work home in the evening. A number two house will create an interest in computers, business, science, alternative health, or astrology. Yo, I love that. Occupants can suffer bronchial, stomach, or skin problems living in this address. So I love this for everybody. It kind of gives you a little guidance when you're looking for an apartment or home. In fact, I was looking for an apartment in New York for my daughter, and I found an apartment at 6Z. She's right now in 4A. So I thought, wow, the alpha and the omega, A to Z. But I don't know. I haven't read what a sixth home is, but I know we're not taking it. So I feel lessons learned with the four house moving into a sixth house. I like it, and it's certainly not a four home, but for some reason we're not going to look any further at that house. So please, I hope you like me bringing the house numbers. Call up, give me your opinion, tell me what house you're living in, what you're looking for, and know that you can find this. There's many articles written about it. Again, I feel homes by seeing them. So I remotely see the number and the home that you're giving me, and I feel the energetic aura of the home. So again, I can feel, if you tell me you're living in a five house and it says it's chaotic, but I see you and in that home, it might be chaotic fun versus chaotic crazy. So please call in with, you know, if you want to know anything about your number, and we're going to move into the number three house on Friday. So I just want to tell everybody, I've got about 2 minutes left, to thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Please find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Skype. I do Skype readings. Go to my webpage, www.bonniealbersonair.com. Contact me. There's a drop-down box. I do readings. I do life coaching. I have my own practice, and I would love to hear from you. So again, please join me tomorrow. It's Dr. Ron Cole, Astrology and Tarot, and I'm telling you, I have Tarot readers that listen intently. That, excuse me, that must be true. That they download all of my Wednesdays since the beginning of the Zero Card of the Fool, and they said they have never ever heard these cards described or read, excuse me, like that before. So I can't remember. You know, I'm ADD and scatterbrained. So even though I'm very, 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 very good at what I do, I don't remember what I saw, heard, or did if Spirit brings it to me. So please tune in tomorrow for whatever card we're on, and Ron Cole will be bringing you all the sky. And we have Mercury going direct this week. Yay! It's been a tough Mercury. So everybody, excuse me. I will hear and see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Please tune in to Bonnie Albers on Air if I can talk and breathe, and I will hear you then. Please call in. It is always interactive, and I can't wait to hear from you. We will see you tomorrow at 1. Blog Talk Radio, Bonnie Albers on Air. Have a great day. Bye.